And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I love a good buffalo chicken dip.
Love a
Me
good
too.
But, yeah. What do you? But not the chips in it. I prefer bread.
See, you like the
really?
Pita bread?
Yes, yes, I like pita.
Listen, if it's buffalo chicken dip, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
I put my
matter.
Hand there and scoop it up.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Yes. All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
When you bring the little cheese grinder thing over,
keep going.
Keep going.
Like, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we'll tell you when to stop. Because I'm like you. I like, especially on my pasta. Keep it coming, and I want that thing to look like a blizzard.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Steven something.
Netterosic?
Yes.
The kid with the glasses?
Yes. He's like he was a no-name going into this nationally, and now everybody.
And now you can't remember his name.
Right.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I don't know why you're getting all aggressive.
I'm not getting aggressive.
Yes, you are. You were just very aggressive.
I'm not aggressive
at all. You have to do the read first.
Now.
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. South Coast. Oh, okay, Fall River. Good morning. What? Is it possible that a Flex Friday can rival a road show? I am.
Location-wise, yes.
We are blessed.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we're on Key West.
It does seem like the Key West of the North, yes.
Key West of our Fall River?
We are at the Tipsy Seagull with a whole bunch of incredible people here on the South Coast. Good morning. Thank you for being here. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you flex.
Unbelievable.
Flex the whole day and the whole weekend. And what a beautiful spot. Curtis has never been here, shocker. And
I think I'm the first person from Dover ever in Fall River.
That's possible.
Yeah.
We drove down here together. Curtis has never seen Battleship Cove.
We drove
right by.
It's pretty cool.
Wiggy, what do you think?
I mean, I've been here a few times, not a lot, just a couple times in and out. So I didn't realize it was like set up like this with the whole, you know, like marina and stuff like this. So it was really cool.
Well, I'm assuming that the boat that you will get on later, Outer Limits, is on its way here. And there's some beautiful boats behind us. Hopefully you're watching this show already on Twitch. But today would be a day where you can check everything out on Twitch or on YouTube. And it is looks like it's going to be, Curtis, weather-wise, a beautiful day.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And, Wiggy, good news for you. Looks like no moderate chop out there.
That's good. That's good to hear because there's a few of these cigarette boats over here that are pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're prepared.
I am.
It's yeah, you're
Courtney real, and I. Let's get it right.
You keep saying Courtney.
Well, yeah.
She will go with you.
Yeah. Well,
Courtney is going to go with you.
Yeah.
It's videotaping
everything. You amazingly have zero anxiety about getting on a boat, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, no, I like boats, and I like when boats go fast. So I'm all about this. And I'm there really to just capture Wiggy's moments. So Eamon and I had a pre-show meeting.
Ooh.
We are going to talk to Mitch during the break.
Did you run that by the International Radio Producer of the Year, Chris Chime?
I have not yet.
Okay.
Chime,
did you approve that meeting between Courtney and our former Vice President of Twitch Services, Eamon Corner?
Yeah, I sure did, Greg. Greg. Stamp of approval over here.
Good.
Fun fact about Eamon and boats, he was on the Titanic.
He was with Rose.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll have live, you'll have at 9 o'clock.
The hope
is that you will have live coverage.
Now,
video coverage.
It's your show. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page because I'm hoping that I can go live from the boat for the Twitchers because I love the Twitchers.
Yes.
But I also want to make sure that I have a backup in case we lose the feed because then I want to make sure that we'll be able to post it on social media.
Well, yesterday, Eamon said to me, I have a friend who has a drone if you'd like me to bring my drone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you bring the drone? Yeah, the drone is coming.
Wow,
okay,
that's
at
cool.
7:30, the drone is coming. So we
stepping up here on the Greg Hill Show. Drones and everything.
Was it being used in Butler, Pennsylvania before?
I have no idea if that's who Avon's friend
is. Sounds funny.
Shime, how long until you start bloviating about the day that Drake May had yesterday?
Nope, no bloviation over here. Just kind of hanging out. I don't want to overreact, just like I told people not to overreact after 2 days. That's all. Trying to be consistent, Greg.
All right.
You know what yesterday opened the door for, though? A merit-based opportunity with the ones. Let's say Jerod Mayo was waiting for a day that he could feel like was foundational in terms of growth and development by Drake May.
Yeah.
And he was asked about it yesterday, Jerod Mayo was, about playing with the ones. This would be an opportunity, I think, to get that ball rolling. I thought Matt Ryan was awesome yesterday.
Oh, spot on.
And he was talking about, obviously, few people know more about being the third pick in the draft and having a successful NFL career and starting week one. I just think this is a chance now for Jerod Mayo to be like, all right, he's earned it. He's had an opportunity. Let's get him some more opportunities.
And I suppose that could be Jerod Mayo's intent the entire time, which is to make him earn it. And so, you know, in the back of his mind, maybe he was the week one starter and he's not going to say it and he's going to make him earn it somehow. So
I don't really like subscribe to that.
I know. You don't want anything to be.
No. He's the third overall pick.
Yeah.
Right. Jacoby Brissett is a backup. It's not about him coming in with an attitude where it's like, oh, he's got to earn this. It's him coming in with the confidence from the coaches to say, hey, we are giving you the keys to the car because our expectation is you are the franchise quarterback and you could drive this car for a long time. Look at the game last night, Chicago. I don't know, Shyam, how many preseason games does Chicago play? Four or three?
I believe they play three.
And Caleb Williams wasn't even playing. So in Chicago, they're saying you are the starter and you're the key to this franchise. Here, it's not about earning it. It's about giving the kid the confidence to say, okay, I'm coming in with the expectations like this is my team and I'm going to help this team and I'm getting all the live reps like Matt Ryan said yesterday and how much better that makes him.
Well, I don't think he played last night because he had to go neaten the locker room up. I don't know.
It's not his job.
I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't see that. I was just.
Oh,
he cleans up the locker room?
Well, he basically had a bit of a meltdown and demanded that everybody keep the locker room cleaner.
I like that, though. I was one of those guys when I played.
Caleb Williams did.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
And then some response was like, that's not my job. Players were saying, that's not our job.
No, that is your job.
No, I know.
Wiggy, if a rookie walked into your locker room and started telling you to be more orderly, you would lose your ever-loving mind.
Can you imagine what
he's
his
saying,
reaction
clean
would
be? The locker room. Could you
imagine if Mac Jones said that, what Wiggy's reaction would have been?
I used to despise players whose lockers were all junky. They smelled. They stank.
Okay, it's their locker.
No. It's a community locker. We're all like kind of living here together. So it's
not
like
a rookie's job to do that.
Well, I mean, where are the veterans? Just because he's a rookie.
Do you want Jackson coming in and telling you how to keep your office space?
I don't know if you know this. I coached high school ball. Quick time.
Yes, 1 year.
1 year.
One season.
Very productive for me personally.
Yes.
I said,
not for the offense.
Well, you know, it was growing pains.
Bad refs.
Growing pains. But I said, whether you're a freshman or a senior, you could still be a leader and you could still be vocal. Like, I never really subscribed to, just because you're a rookie, you can't come in and say, be a leader and be vocal.
I'm a rookie. I came in and said you guys should be keeping this office more clean after I went through and deep cleaned it.
Yes, yeah. This is a radio station, not an NFL franchise.
Yeah, and this is a guy that entered.
And you guys didn't listen to me. So.
Right, and that's nasty.
We heard you.
Yeah.
We may not have responded.
This is an NFL locker room where a guy that was entering the NFL, the only question mark with Caleb Williams was his off-field emotions. Would you say that is an accurate statement?
Yes.
And so his first news with the Bears is that the locker room is too unkempt for his well-being?
Yes.
I like it.
Wiggy, you are so fraudulent.
I am not. It don't matter who it is.
It's a shared space. They should be keeping it clean.
Yes. I agree, but there's a certain messenger that should be giving that.
Why can't he be that messenger?
Because I don't believe he's earned the right to talk about an NFL locker room in that way.
It's not like he's going up to a quarterback who's been in the league 10 years and says, hey, you know what? You might want to do this with your footwork and everything else. I don't subscribe to just because you're a rookie, you can't say, hey guys, let's kind of keep the locker room clean.
But he's the leader. It's a locker room. Who cares how dirty it is?
I think a lot of people care how their neighbors live. I don't want to sit next to you in the locker room because I know you're a junkie.
I'm junkie. Wow. Yeah, I'm a little bit junkie. It is kind of my thing. All right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to talk about on this morning's show. It's a Flex Friday at the Tipsy Seagull. And I'm South Coast has blown me away already. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you so much for. There's even some people up in the owl's nest up top up there. Look,
that's the VIP section.
Is that
the
VIP?
Yeah, that's nice.
And why is Ken there?
What a great place this is. We're here this morning, and then tomorrow, these guys host an annual poker run with all of these beautiful boats. They go all over the coast and go and collect cards and come back with the best poker hand. They raise almost $100,000 for charity by doing it. And this year, the Greg Hill Foundation is a beneficiary. So
you explain to me, because I don't know if I'm the only one, what is a poker run?
Yeah, I don't know what a poker run is.
How does that work?
I know how to play cards.
They do it with motorcycles, and they do it with boats, and you go to different harbors, and you go to a specific spot at the harbor, and they have decks of cards there, and you collect a card at each place.
Oh.
Come back with your. And he's like,
very cool.
That sounds fun.
It does.
And then you collect. Do you post it on social?
Probably.
I love a one-eyed Jack.
And then you come back, and whoever has the best hand wins fabulous prizes.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
But it's not a race, so it's not when you get here. It's the hand you have.
It's the hand that you hold, Curtis.
Got it.
As it often is in life.
I love holding your hand.
And so Wiggy will experience the first time Outer Limits SV43, arguably the fastest boat, one of the fastest boats in the world at 9 o'clock on this morning show.
Right.
And it doesn't seem like there's any trepidation. You seem like you're ready to go. Did you take any Dramamine or anything?
No, but I did get a little kind of woozy when this thing was rocking a little bit. But
yeah.
I'm interested to see what the boat looks like. I'm imagining it looks like one of these here. And so
it's like one of those, almost exactly like one of those. But more deadly.
Right.
Did Ken print the waiver where you sign away the fact that you may lose your life? Because that's usually the next thing.
I've already asked for hazard pay.
There you go.
I knew it was bad when Ken said this morning, are you really going on as well? So it was like, oh, I'm not going to lose one. I might lose two. So
it's an open thing that we're not inside. So I'm kind of.
No, you're going to be inside.
Inside, okay.
We'll see when the boat gets
all
here.
Right.
This is a nice shirt.
Yes, Chris in the truck brought this here.
Chris in the truck. You're always bringing the best little gifts.
Look at this. In this economy. Look at that.
Wow.
For you,
that's
Courtney.
My new sleep shirt.
Look at that. That's fantastic.
Every morning, Santa will wake up to read, In This Economy?
In This Economy.
In This Economy.
All right. We are going to get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes at 6:25. I have another pair of Metallica tickets to give away this morning, Shime, for this evening's show. Should we do a pair of those early? Because the early listeners say they don't feel as loved when it comes to the giveaways.
You know, Greg, I think that's an excellent idea.
I am told.
Just make sure you get your read in.
Right. When do we want to do the read?
So, all right. So sometime before 7, I have a pair of Metallica tickets to give away. You want to do it the same way yesterday? You want to do a rejoin and ninth caller? Or what? I'm afraid to even suggest
Greg,
anything,
you've been
Sean.
In this business so long. You make the call.
Okay.
What was it like to be on the radio when Metallica launched their first album?
Forever, they, believe it or not, the first thing that they did, the song One, was limited to nighttime play only. And I can't believe I'm saying this.
I'm sorry I asked.
This is how old I am. They would not let you say the name of the band because the name Metallica sounded too scary and metal-y to people.
People were afraid of metal, and say that this generation's weak?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Metallica was such a completely different, like, scary band to people in classic rock radio that they didn't want you to say the name of the band after you played the song.
That seems so stupid.
Yeah, it was. A lot of things in radio are stupid, Curtis.
We talked about several on the way down.
They said it. We'll get to they said it at 7. We will definitely discuss what Patriots head coach Jerod Mayo said yesterday about fences being mended with Matthew Judon. Are we doing guest leads? I think we are.
I'd love to. Do we have the apparatus?
I hope that you brought a guest lead with you this morning. We will do guest leads at about 7:20 on today's show. And then the news with Courtney coming up at about 7:45 or so. And we will induct a Louisiana woman into the Pervert Mayor Association for the... for the way that she was trying to secure future votes, I guess would be the way to say that. So all of that coming up on this morning show in Fall River from the Tipsy Seagull, a Flex Friday. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Matt Judon participated in practice yesterday after a great meeting between he and Jerod Mayo. We'll hear what they had to say about that meeting during They Said It. And we heard from Devon Godchow yesterday after his contract extension was announced. Here's a bit of that.
Yeah, you know, my wife made me realize something. Every time you're not going to get what you want, but just always be grateful for it. So I'm grateful for her words. I'm grateful for my agent, working it out with the Patriots, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh. I'm glad we got something done. You know, every time you're not going to get what you want, but just be grateful for what you have. I mean, it's just, you know, just basically guaranteed money. You know, I'm, as we know, the position I play is very brutal, double teams all the time, you know, always getting hit. So, I mean, just wanted some guaranteed money. I'm glad we got it figured out and moving forward in the right direction.
I mean, no disrespect. But I assume there's some married guys here. Are there married guys here? Yes, I see them. Okay, I see hands up. What wife didn't get what she wanted and was still grateful? Can anybody name? Oh, you're one? Oh, okay. All right, we have one here.
There you go.
Okay, all right. But that's nice that he got his deal done, Wiggy.
Yep.
That's good.
Yes. A little bit of guaranteed money.
Yep.
You get some guaranteed money. Good. A lot of it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Wiggy brought it up, but the Bears beat the Texans in a shortened Hall of Fame game last night due to weather. Some rule changes went into effect. Did you enjoy what you saw?
You know what? I was kind of in and out of the game, so I saw a little bit of it. And for whatever reason, my boy was texting me about the
kickoff rule. The kickoff.
I didn't see it, but I knew it.
It looks weird.
I know it from the XFL, and he asked, "What if they want to do a surprise on kick?" Or
you can't do a surprise on kick anymore.
And if you want to
only do them in the
fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's the
and
other
can
thing.
Can you only do them if you're? I believe you can only do them if you're behind as well.
And you have to let the other team know. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because he was asking, well, what happens if you want to do
it? I am feeling seasick.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you?
No, I'm okay. Don't worry. But I would
say, if you yak on camera, it will be.
Yeah. Some people will be very happy. I would say this is
honestly, it's like the Seine. You can drink this water down here.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Macron.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I would say this: the NFL is so pathetic in its hypocrisy. They're saying they care about people's health with the kickoff, but they play Thursday night 2 days after guys get knocked in the head to get an extra $1 billion.
The Red Sox are in Texas tonight to take on the Rangers. 8:05 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Simone Biles made history winning her second individual all-around gold 8 years after her first. Suni Lee won a bronze in the individual all-around for USA. And Katie Ledecky wins her 13th medal. She becomes the most decorated female swimmer ever with her relay silver. The medal count this morning, the U.S. still leads overall medals with 38, while China leads gold with 11, but the U.S. closing in on gold with 9. The U.S. women's soccer team will play in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 9 a.m. against Japan, while the men are playing this morning at 9 a.m. in their own quarterfinals against Morocco. Men's basketball will take the court against Puerto Rico tomorrow at 11:15. Will be interesting to see what Steve Kerr does between Jason Tatum and Joel Embiid. And the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes is back. This is your chance to win free groceries for a year, plus other incredible Boston sports and concert prize experiences. To enter, check your receipt for entry codes when you spend $50 or more. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Wait a minute. How about that job by Courtney on trending?
A
really?
Plus.
Wow.
And the outfit choice today, what are we going with here?
This is a Hill House little number. When I first arrived, Ken had us on literal stools, and I said, well, that will be an upskirt for all the Twitchers. Oh, so yeah. Then I asked politely if we could put ourselves in lower ones. So,
right.
And then Ken put on a skirt, which I thought was weird.
I also had a sweater on this morning from Nantucket that you would love, Little Ack Book. And it has the buttons are made out of shells.
But
a little too warm for that this morning.
All right, Ack Book.
But this was the outfit.
Well, you came prepared, and we could not have asked for a better Flex Friday forecast-wise.
I agree. And if something happens to the boat, Courtney's going to go out with one of her best trends. So I think that's good. It's 73 degrees right now, and it is going to be 90 today. Sunday's going to be kind of so weekend-wise, tomorrow is the pick, Greg.
All right, a Flex Friday from the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River, and we will be right back.
Hardcore, maybe because she heard that I buy out the stores. Bottom of the ninth in the city, got the score. If not, I gotta move on to the next floor. Here comes the 3 to the 2 to the 1. Homeboy tripping, he don't know I got the gun. When it come to popping, we do this for fun. You ain't got one stick and you better run. Now I'm in the back getting from my huns. While she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She smoking my stuff, saying she ain't having fun. Chick, give it back, now you don't get none. Everybody in
well,
the
it is a Flex Friday, and we are at the Tipsy Seagull on the Fall Riviera in Fall River on the South Coast. And I don't want to speak too soon, but this might have to be an annual event. I mean, you guys make some noise.
Yeah.
This place, hopefully you're watching the show on Twitch or you'll watch it on YouTube if you have time this morning. But this place is full of people, and it is it's awesome.
Sorry, how are you just going to bypass the fact that that was Shime's first lead of the day? An absolute banger. Shime, 10 out of 10.
Courtney, thank you.
It brought me back to middle school. I was at the Notre Dame Academy gym grinding with, you know, Mike Spirito. And it was
morning, Mike.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Right. I thought you're supposed to leave 12 inches for the Virgin Mary or whatever.
The Holy Spirit, right.
Didn't Shaboozy do the in that song?
Was Shaboozy in it?
No, he's not in it, but didn't he do that at one of the award shows? Might have been the BET award shows.
Oh, he did, really?
Yeah, because who was that, Shime? That was
Jaquan.
Okay. I knew that, Jaquan. That was a banger when I was at BC.
It was so good.
I think Jaquan might have brought out Shaboozy.
Okay.
And then because he's got the drink song.
And they sound very similarly.
Are you going to see Shaboozy at Hampton Beach?
No, I like his new song that he has out with Big X the Plug.
Yeah.
But I don't really I haven't heard a lot of his songs, but I don't really consider him country music. He's more like a rap artist.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like all
it's the new country.
It's the new country. It's all melding together.
All right.
Which so
like post.
But we cannot come to Fall River and not sample some Portuguese delicacies. Am I right about that? And Wiggy, a nice listener, brought over for all of us some pastel de nata, which is like a cream.
It looks like a cannoli.
A cream pastry thing.
All right.
Curtis, I don't
know. Do we have any napkins or anything?
You're watching your girlish figure?
I am.
It looks like a cannoli.
Courtney, Do you want to?
I'll have just a little nibble.
You have to sample the local delicacies. It's like you can't go to France without drinking from the E. coli River. Pastel de... Yes, somebody's yelling pastel... No, this is right here. Come down here. Come down here. I want an expert.
Hey, that's pretty good, though.
Wait, that's delicious.
She can have the microphone.
Curtis, do you like a bite?
What is that?
Okay, thank you.
She's
going
to have to come down and tell us. Exactly
I can put it over here, Courtney, if you'd like.
That is really good.
I'm going to try the pastel de nata, which I think this woman is going to tell me is what it is. Okay. That is like a cream-filled little... Chime is like a mini creme brulee.
Mini creme brulee?
Yeah.
Try that. I like creme brulee.
It's like a mini creme brulee. Go right over there, ma'am.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning and hello. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Veronica.
Veronica. Okay. Is this the pastel? Where are you from? Right here in Fall River?
No, I was born in New Bedford, but I live in Westport.
Okay. Can we have a round of applause, please? Is this the pastel de nata?
Pasta de nata.
Pasta de nata.
It's the egg custard.
Egg custard. Okay. Ah. And what about, is paella also?
That's Spanish.
Okay.
Now the cannoli looking, what is that called?
The cannoli.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to leave. Thank you very much. Right. Have a good day. Happy Friday.
Thank you for being here. Great job.
Excellent.
It's just got a different filling. In the
yes, it does. Let's get Sean from the Cape.
And is this a table?
Yes, that's okay. Yes, that's what we call it. Yes.
Sean, and are you a jerk? Oh yeah.
Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
My Lord,
guys.
What is it, Sean?
The best show in the world.
What's that?
You there? Hold it. You guys get the best show in the world.
Oh, no, thank you, Sean.
When Wiggy, I got addicted to the speedboats when I was a young kid. You're going to go on that, and you're going to want to buy one. I'm telling you, it is the most exhilarating thing. It is so much fun. I have a 16-foot boat that goes about 80, and it is a blast.
Okay.
Come on down the Cape anytime you want, and I'll give you a ride, and you can have fun. And come down to the Catoo at High Ground and play the hardest 12 holes on Cape Cod.
Oh, awesome.
What High Ground.
Thank you. I don't know where your irrational fear of boats began. Do you know where it began?
I think you found it yesterday.
Not really. I'm just not a fan of green water and then boats that go in green water, like over here. It's not the harbor, right? We call it the harbor in Boston. What's this here?
This is
Fall River Harbor?
This is Fall River Harbor, yeah.
I like blue water and then...
You don't like blue water.
No, I like blue water.
Okay.
And I never went on boats growing up.
I think Wiggy, it's more because you don't like flying, right?
No,
because you don't like anybody else driving your car.
No, and I hate that feeling.
It's a control thing.
Yeah,
you need to be.
I need to be in control.
Yeah,
the fact that maybe he'll let me drive a little bit.
No,
I will not. Yeah, but we're only going straight. It's a steering wheel. No. We're not turning or anything like that.
But maybe after you overcome your fear of boating and going fast at 9 o'clock this morning,
right?
Maybe you will want to invest in a boat. Who knows?
Have you seen what Odyssey pays?
I don't know. How much does one of these over here cost?
I bet a couple hundred thousand.
How much? Over a million?
Damn!
Over a million.
Two paychecks for Greg.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I'll take one of them little small ones with the thing on the back with the...
I think you can finance boats for like 100 years. So it'll only be like 80 bucks a month or something for you. But this is David, you want to talk to David?
Sure.
Are we in David's neck of the woods? Is Steve from Fall River going to buy Curtis?
I mean, if we want people to show up, we can say that he's not coming.
Okay. David, good morning.
Good morning. You're somewhat out of my neck of the woods. Now, being Portuguese descent, that dessert you guys are talking about, which is pronounced pastéis de nata, right?
It is like the
Portuguese cannoli, right? Now, I got to ask you guys something. If you want to have some good Portuguese food, I am talking excellent Portuguese food, there's a market right near you guys. When you leave for the day, it's called Portugalia.
Yep.
Go there. They have pre-made food, the espressos, the coffees. It's like you walked into Europe. It is absolutely stunning.
Well,
you guys have to check it out.
Somebody who follows me on my Instagram, Greg Hill WEI, said that I must go to Sagres.
Yes, Sagres restaurant. unbelievable. If you don't go today, because they only open for dinner, they don't open for lunch.
Okay.
You guys, there's some really good restaurants in your neck of the woods right there where you're at today, guys.
And they said I had to. They said I had to try the bacala. Is that what it's called?
Bacala.
Bacala. Yeah. No.
Bacala agomsa is killer. Killer.
All right. Very good. All right, David, thank you. Well, we are at the Tipsy Seagull, and we are in Fall River, and it is, yeah, you guys are keep making noise all morning. It's Flex Friday. You took the day off. This is going to be.
This is a nice place.
It's
going to
be an annual show.
Like this whole, like,
the bar, the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiki bar.
It's a go to like 2 a.m. I bet it gets wild over here.
I'd be nervous about someone falling in.
No, they jump in.
No, I mean,
don't worry about it. Yeah.
Wait, just not too many coconut drinks.
Let's.
And out of swim.
What time are you going first drink this morning?
I don't know. What is the signature drink here at the Tipsy Seagull?
Whatever you make it. Whatever
it's just 151. That's all.
It's actually the signature drink here is called the Waterlogged Former New England Patriot.
I better get a life jacket.
It's served only after 9. All right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Seagull, you fly across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you.
Publicly embarrass me. Anybody know that? Anybody know that artist?
I don't know, but it's a good one.
What? Bad Company? Shime, is that Bad Company?
Well done by the audience. That would be Seagull by Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Give that woman Pastiano Derneda.
Yeah.
On me. Great job. So that's Bad Company. Seagull, is that the name of that?
That is correct.
All right, are we doing all water-themed rejoins this morning?
Oh, hell yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, okay. Dave Matthews, don't drink the water.
Done.
Excellent. I have some recommendations myself, but we'll take them here as well. All right, lead time. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So yesterday, a judge ruled in favor of the NFL, overturning the $4.7 billion Sunday ticket verdict. The jury had awarded $4.7 billion, basically to the people, in damages from the NFL due to the Sunday ticket program and so a judge has now reversed that. And anyone who assumed or thought that the NFL would have to pay this was insane. The NFL is never going to have to do anything they don't want to do because that's how powerful this organization is.
Right, and, so wait a minute. Are you implying that they have some sort of undue influence with the judge?
I would never imply such a thing, Greg.
Okay.
My thing is that I saw somebody the other day talking about how this verdict would affect cap space. Well, sir, you're wrong once again, because this isn't going to affect anything. The NFL's cap space is only going to go up. It always only goes up. The NFL always wins. It's just a matter of life. This verdict was never going to come to fruition, and the NFL wins again.
Yeah, I'm on record as suggesting that in the near future, sooner than you may think, you will have to pay for every single NFL game.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to have to pay for the Super Bowl at some point, and you're...
We're going to go back to cable. I really think, people came back to radio or never really left because of all these things that have now sort of failed. The cord cutting, you mentioned paella.
Yeah.
Like, right now it's tapas, and tapas sucks. It's good once in a while.
Tapas are great.
Every night you're ordering 16 different things. You think you're getting a deal. You end up spending more and eating less.
Yeah.
The way this is going to be is we're going to go back to the original model. where you pay for cable and it's all in one place. Because what we've turned into is this, like, how many passwords do you have to remember?
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
That's the hard part.
It's such a pain.
It's such a pain. It's also a pain when you have to go up and put your phone by the screen.
Oh, God. The QR code.
The QR code.
You can just do it from your couch. Just put your camera up, the QR code.
Well, his screen is so small.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Greg, come by the crib. I got a guy who'll fix all that for you.
Sometimes I sit there waiting for the fax machine to alert me that the QR code is coming in that way. I don't have to do that either.
No.
All right, Chime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like we're going to be doing this a lot between now and the start of next season, which is Courtney and Chime and I disagreeing about the future of Bill Belichick and what certain behavior means regarding his ability to return to the sideline. But I thought this was interesting yesterday. This is Diana Russini, formerly of ESPN, now of The Athletic, on the Herd with Colin Cowherd, talking about Bill's PR push this offseason.
Around the league, though, the conversations, because there's definitely everyone a little chit-chatty about, look at Belichick here playing the media darling role, going through a public relation makeover, a facelift, so to speak, to connect with those owners, to show, look, I connect with those young people. I can be cool. I'm not just the old ball coach. I'm able to adapt, right?
So everything Bill does, I get the 180-degree different sentiment than Courtney and Chime, and who knows who's right, but I feel she did a great job of explaining what this stuff means to me, that he's staying in the spotlight. He's making $30 million this year. He doesn't need the money. We would all love the money, but this isn't a financial play, so then why is he doing it? And I think it's to remain top of mind, to be seen as someone that connects with young people, with new technologies, with up-and-coming startup companies.
Yeah.
All of these. Pat McAfee, who's got a very young audience.
Right.
That whole thing, that show is sort of the iconoclast of the new media. I just think everything he does, I think it means he's closer to coming back to the
sideline.
You do.
Yeah, that's a good lead. I would agree on that because that was the biggest issue. And then even with the alleged Arthur Blank Atlanta situation, people not saying, oh, Bill can't work with others. I think by him doing all this shows that he has the ability to take less power in the sense of when it comes to doing everything on his own, being, like Curtis said, a guy that can be relatable to some of the newer players coming in. That's why I think he's doing this to show he can do that. Nick Saban walked away from college football because all that stuff he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, even Matt Ryan on this show yesterday seemed to me like he was shocked that Bill Belichick was not the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
And on this, did you see there's been one viral video that I've seen on social media of Raheem Morris, and it was something about one of the players' Madden rating? And I was like, this is why he got the job. Like, he's a guy that's connecting in that level.
Right.
You know, they're going to probably go 3-14, and that'll really be kind of sucky. But, you know, I do think that Bill understood the disconnect he had in the way in which he was perceived, and that's why he's doing this.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you believe the Daily Mail story yesterday, but it seems like if he keeps being in a situation where he has to buy $5 million homes on Nantucket for ex-girlfriends so they can still live there, he's probably going to need the money when he comes to coaching.
What a deal.
I mean, she got a great deal. The place looks very nice downtown.
I'm sure he's not doing Underdog for free.
That must be awkward, though, over there when you have
It's not a big island.
It's not a big island.
All right. We are at the Tipsy Seagull. Happy Flex Friday, everybody. Fall River, South Coast, showed up. I got to tell you, you showed up. We're going to take a break. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.
It's the Greg Hill Show with Wiggy.
I don't really, like, subscribe to that.
I know.
I never really subscribe to and everything else. I don't subscribe to
on WEEI.
It's a Flex Friday, and we are at you guys can make some noise. Go ahead. We're at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, and I have a pair of tickets to give away for Metallica tonight. So on the contest line. If you are the ninth caller right now, that number is 617-931-0937. Then you will go see Metallica at Gillette Stadium. And there are limited tickets that are still available when you go to Ticketmaster.com. So I want to thank more local food here in Fall River. And I want to thank the guy who brought some Lebanese meat pies and spinach pies.
Ooh, spinach pies.
Yes. So I don't know, Wiggy, have you had the meat pie?
No, is that like a...
Would you like to...
Yeah, okay, I'll give it a shot. Is that like a...
That was Greg's nickname at Neshoba.
Oh, shit, like I was going to say Courtney's at BC, but...
Oh, what, God.
Is it like a beef patty?
These come from Sam's Bakery, which is right down...
Wow.
Okay. All right, Wiggy.
A lot of food over
this
there.
This show is about you eating.
No.
Yep. And then about you throwing it all up on the boat
yes,
later.
I will throw it all on the boat.
Courtney said she gets sick if others get sick.
All right, so Wiggy's got a little bite of the meat pie, and we're going to get a 1 to 10, please, if you could.
One bite.
Scale 1 to 10 on the
meat. Hey, like Shime says, that thing slaps right there.
You like it? It slaps.
Attaboy, Wiggs.
There's a little bit of like, where's the guy? Is there like a vinegar, a lemon? There's something in there. What's in there?
Some kind. You can put him on if you want.
Oh, it's a secret. It's really good.
Secret.
Oh, it's a secret. Secret. Recipe secret.
Might be a little cinnamon in it.
Ooh, cinnamon.
What? No. I didn't make it.
He didn't make it, but he bought it, and he brought it for you. So.
It's really good.
All right. Wow. Thank you, sir. Great job by you. All right. We have leads that remain, including Courtney, Wiggy, and myself. Courtney, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. And good morning to the good boys and girls that are here in attendance. I've seen two dogs come in that are very well behaved.
You should have brought Harry.
I would have loved to bring Harry. Allen actually brought me this toy, this Harry Potter toy for my good boy, Harry. So, but if you ever, sir, over there with the wiener dog, if you need anybody to hold throughout the day, I'm here willing and able.
Sir, Courtney would like to hold your wiener.
Layup. You're welcome.
You had to have planned that.
There are certain points where you're just on the right side of history, and yesterday I felt like I was, because a year ago, or 2 years ago now, 3 years ago now, Simone Biles was in the news for all the wrong reasons. People were calling her a quitter on her Olympic team, saying that the mental health aspect wasn't a big deal and she needed to just power through and look at the athletes who do it every single day. And I was firm on my stance that the twisties are completely different than any other mental health obstacle that you could face when you are an athlete. Her life was on the line. If you have the twisties and you're a gym, you could fall, you could break your neck. She has no idea. Her awareness is gone out the window when she's flipping through the air. Her mind and body are at a disconnect. I, after watching her win gold yesterday, then decided to watch her documentary called Simone Biles Rising on Netflix. If you have not watched this and still feel a certain type of way about Simone Biles, take the time to watch and listen to all these other professionals, whether they're psychologists, doctors, coaches, who all are on her side, saying that the fact that on the biggest stage she'll ever be on, she decided to take herself out of it because she had to put her health and safety first. Anybody who criticized Simone Biles back in 2020, 2021, the Tokyo Olympics, needs to watch that and give an apology. Mm. There were so many newscasts that they had in this documentary that were just calling her a quitter. She's not a real athlete.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, suck it up.
Yes.
The fact that she quit on her teammates, and to hear her speak about it, the fact that she opened up during her vault, and that's when she knew something was seriously wrong. And the first thought was that she let her country down, and she didn't want to open up Twitter to see what all the people were saying. All the people sitting on your couch eating chips, criticizing a female athlete who's the best in the world, it needs to take a look in the mirror. It's a great documentary. Watch it. And also, Jonathan Owens has had some issues in the past. Her husband, who's an NFL player, he's made some comments people don't really like about the way that in which they go about their marriage.
Yeah.
He was such a good rock for her during this time. So credit to Jonathan Owens too, and her entire family and her coaches, everybody around her. Simone Biles, the GOAT, absolutely incredible. So
all right, Courtney,
take the time to watch.
Thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. She'll be here at the Wilbur or something like that, doing a show or something like that, right? So go check her out.
Yep.
All right, so yesterday we had Matt Ryan on, and I tell you what, we sit here and discuss how we feel about Drake May and should he be playing, should he not be playing, is it beneficial for him, is it not beneficial for him. We had a guy on that, I'm talking strictly path, coming out of college, coming to the NFL, is eerie similar to what we see with Drake May. Third overall pick, coming to a new team, new coach, coming from the ACC.
Team had four wins the season prior to him arriving.
Bingo, team had, like you said, Greg.
Yep.
And the one thing that Matt Ryan, Matty Ice said yesterday that I think people who have never played the game should be able to get a clearer picture of is when he said how much better he got from day to day, game to game, by getting that live reps and that experience of being out there and just...
You can't get it by watching film. You can't get it by watching a veteran like Jacoby Brissett.
Nope.
You got it. You have to get the live reps.
Can't get it in virtual reality.
You can't even get it in training camp.
Nope. And he said his growth was exponential from day to day. So if I'm Gerard Mayo, I take the same approach with Drake May, the third overall pick, and saying, okay, throw you in the water. We're going to help you, but you got to be able to swim. But at least remember Matt Ryan said, every day he was taking so many reps. And when we had Christian on for the crossover at one point, he was like, he barely gets any, real reps.
He got like 13 yesterday, I think, total, Shime. So,
but no reps with the ones.
Well, yeah, he did get a couple reps with Pop Douglas, Jalen Polk, and Javon Baker all at the same time, which was good.
Yeah.
Oh, and quick note on the Pats. David Andrews was missing, and we were wondering what was going on. I saw his wife on social media. Their son was in the hospital.
Yes, okay. And I think he got out yesterday.
Yeah, so everything's fine. Yes. They said it was, it wasn't any sort of Judon-level contract dispute or anything.
All right, Wiggy, great lead.
All right.
Great.
Thank you.
Real quick, because you know better than I, you played in the NFL. So I would ask about Gerard Mayo, who you brought up. The New England Patriots returned to training camp yesterday after a day off, and they returned without pads. So, as this season gets closer, I would ask, is this approach by Gerard Mayo, which is the exact opposite of the guy who used to have the job, the right one, Wiggy?
Well,
or are you concerned at all?
I'm not concerned because this is what the new NFL is. Like, this is what it is as far as the whole...
There are other teams that don't take days off in the middle of training camp, and they don't return without pads.
Greg, the new NFL, I'm not going to be, what did I always say, the old man yelling, get off my lawn.
That's Greg's role.
When I played, it was two-a-days, it was pads in the morning.
It was yesterday. It was one of the hottest days of the year. Bill had you out there acclimating to the heat.
It was you could do that. It was 2.5 hours of banging in the morning and then 2 hours of banging in the afternoon. Full pads every day for 5-6 weeks.
So you're okay with it?
Well, this is the new game. Even when we had Bill on, remember Bill's like, we don't get to hit as much, so this is the new game and how we have to do more like hitting, tackling dummies and things like that.
Okay. All right. Those are our leads from the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River on a beautiful Flex Friday. What a day.
Gorgeous.
That's the Braga Bridge that you see in the background. You can see that in the background, I believe, on Twitch this morning. One of the longest bridges in the world.
Really?
Yes, one of the longest bridges.
Wow.
Suspension bridges in the world, I am told. And hello and thank you to the fire chief down here who listens to the show every day, Chief Bacon.
Yes.
That's his name. Yeah. And Chief Bacon just came by. So thank you to Chief Bacon for what he does, and thanks for listening to the show. All right.
We love bacon, too.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to say we have two Chief Bacons here.
Yeah, that is correct.
It's the Greg Hill Show with Wiggy.
I don't really, like, subscribe to that.
I know.
I never really subscribe to and everything else. I don't subscribe to...
On WEEI.
It is a Flex Friday, and and we are at the yeah, you guys can make some noise. Go ahead. We're at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, and I have a pair of tickets to give away for Metallica tonight. So on the contest line, if you are the ninth caller right now, that number is 617-931-0937, then you will go see Metallica at Gillette Stadium. And there are limited tickets that are still available when you go to Ticketmaster.com. So I want to thank more local food here in Fall River. And I want to thank the guy who brought some Lebanese meat pies and spinach pies.
Ooh, spinach pies.
Yes. So I don't know, Wiggy, have you had the meat pie?
No, is that like a...
Would you like to...
Yeah, okay, I'll give it a shot. Is that like a...
That was Greg's nickname at Neshoba.
Oh, shit, like I was going to say Courtney's at BC, but...
Oh, what, God.
Is it like a beef patty?
These come from Sam's Bakery, which is right down...
Wow.
Okay. All right, Wiggy.
A lot of food over
this
there.
This show is about you eating.
No.
Yep. And then about you throwing it all up on the boat
yes,
later.
I will throw it all on the boat.
Courtney said she gets sick if others get sick.
All right, so Wiggy's got a little bite of the meat pie, and we're going to get a 1 to 10, please, if you could.
One bite.
Scale 1 to 10 on the
meat. Hey, like Shime says, that thing slaps right there.
You like it? It slaps.
Attaboy, Wiggs.
If there's a little bit of like, where's the guy? Is there like a vinegar, a lemon? There's something in there. What's in there?
Some kind. You can put him on if you want.
Oh, it's a secret. It's really good.
Secret.
Oh, it's a secret.
No,
secret recipe. Cinnamon. Secret.
Might be a little cinnamon in it.
Ooh, it's cinnamon.
What? No. I didn't make it.
He didn't make it, but but he bought it and he brought it for you. So.
It's really good.
All right, wow. Thank you, sir. Great job by you. All right, we have leads that remain, including Courtney, Wiggy, and myself. Courtney, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. And good morning to the good boys and girls that are here in attendance. I've seen two dogs come in that are very well behaved.
You should have brought Harry.
I would have loved to bring Harry. Allen actually brought me this toy, this Harry Potter toy, for my good boy Harry. So,
all right.
But if you ever, sir, over there with the wiener dog, if you need anybody to hold throughout the day, I'm here willing and able.
Sir, Courtney would like to hold your wiener.
Layup. You're welcome.
You had to have planned that.
There are certain points where you're just on the right side of history, and yesterday I felt like I was, because a year ago, or 2 years ago now, 3 years ago now, Simone Biles was in the news for all the wrong reasons. People were calling her a quitter on her Olympic team, saying that the mental health aspect wasn't a big deal and she needed to just power through and look at the athletes who do it every single day. And I was firm on my stance that the twisties are completely different than any other mental health obstacle that you could face when you are an athlete. Her life was on the line. If you have the twisties and you're a gym, you could fall, you could break your neck. She has no idea. Her awareness is gone out the window when she's flipping through the air. Her mind and body are at a disconnect. I, after watching her win gold yesterday, then decided to watch her documentary called Simone Biles Rising on Netflix. If you have not watched this and still feel a certain type of way about Simone Biles, take the time to watch and listen to all these other professionals, whether they're psychologists, doctors, coaches, who all are on her side, saying that the fact that on the biggest stage she'll ever be on, she decided to take herself out of it because she had to put her health and safety first. Anybody who criticized Simone Biles back in 2020, 2021, the Tokyo Olympics, needs to watch that and give an apology. Mm. There were so many newscasts that they had in this documentary that were just calling her a quitter. She's not a real athlete.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, suck it up.
Yes.
The fact that she quit on her teammates, or this whole, and to hear her speak about it, the fact that she opened up during her vault, and that's when she knew something was seriously wrong. And the first thought was that she let her country down, and she didn't want to open up Twitter to see what all the people were saying. All the people sitting on your couch eating chips, criticizing a female athlete who's the best in the world, it needs to take a look in the mirror.
Right.
It's a great documentary. Watch it. And also, Jonathan Owens has had some issues in the past. Her husband, who's an NFL player, he's made some comments people don't really like about the way that in which they go about their marriage.
Yeah.
He was such a good rock for her during this time. So credit to Jonathan Owens, too, and her entire family and her coaches, everybody around her. Simone Biles, the GOAT, absolutely incredible. So
all right, Courtney,
take the time to watch.
Thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. She'll be here at the Wilbur or something like that, doing a show or something like that, right? So go check her out.
Yep.
All right, so yesterday we had Matt Ryan on, and I tell you what, we sit here and discuss how we feel about Drake May and should he be playing, should he not be playing, is it beneficial for him, is it not beneficial for him. We had a guy on that, I'm talking strictly path, coming out of college, coming to the NFL, is eerie similar to what we see with Drake May. Third overall pick, coming to a new team, new coach, coming from the ACC.
Team had four wins the season prior to him arriving.
Bingo, team had, like you said, Greg.
Yep.
And the one thing that Matt Ryan, Matty Ice said yesterday that I think people who have never played the game should be able to get a clearer picture of is when he said how much better he got from day to day, game to game, by getting that live reps and that experience of being out there and just...
You can't get it by watching film. You can't get it by watching a veteran like Jacoby Brissett.
Nope.
You got it. You have to get the live reps.
Can't get it in virtual reality.
You can't even get it in training camp.
Nope. And he said his growth was exponential from day to day. So if I'm Gerard Mayo, I take the same approach with Drake May, the third overall pick, and saying, okay, throw you in the water. We're going to help you, but you got to be able to swim. But at least he said, remember Matt Ryan said, every day he was taking so many reps. And when we had Christian on for the crossover at one point, he was like, he barely gets any, real reps.
He got like 13 yesterday, I think, total, Shime. So,
but no reps with the ones.
Well, yeah, he did get a couple reps with Pop Douglas, Jalen Polk, and Javon Baker all at the same time, which was good.
Yeah. Oh, and quick note on the Pats. David Andrews was missing, and we were wondering what was going on. I saw his wife on social media. Their son was in the hospital.
Yes, okay. And I think he got out yesterday.
Yeah, so everything's fine. Yes, they said it was, it wasn't any sort of Judon-level contract dispute or anything.
All right, Wiggy, great lead.
All right.
Great.
Thank you.
Real quick, because you know better than I, you played in the NFL. So I would ask about Gerard Mayo, who you brought up. The New England Patriots returned to training camp yesterday after a day off, and they returned without pads. So, as this season gets closer, I would ask, is this approach by Gerard Mayo, which is the exact opposite of the guy who used to have the job, the right one, Wiggy?
Well,
or are you concerned at all?
I'm not concerned because this is what the new NFL is. Like, this is what it is as far as the whole...
There are other teams that don't take days off in the middle of training camp, and they don't return without pads.
Greg, the new NFL, I'm not going to be, what did I always say, the old man yelling, get off my lawn.
That's Greg's role.
When I played, it was two-a-days, it was pads in the morning.
It was yesterday. It was one of the hottest days of the year. Bill had you out there acclimating to the heat.
It was you could do that. It was 2.5 hours of banging in the morning and then 2 hours of banging in the afternoon. Full pads every day for 5-6 weeks.
So you're okay with it?
Well, this is the new game. Even when we had Bill on, remember Bill's like, we don't get to hit as much, so this is the new game and how we have to do more like hitting, tackling dummies and things like that.
Okay. All right. Those are our leads from the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River on a beautiful Flex Friday. What a day.
Gorgeous.
That's the Braga Bridge that you see in the background. You can see that in the background, I believe, on Twitch this morning. One of the longest bridges in the world.
Really?
Yes, one of the longest bridges.
Wow.
Suspension bridges in the world, I am told. And hello and thank you to the fire chief down here who listens to the show every day, Chief Bacon.
Yes.
That's his name. Yeah. And Chief Bacon just came by. So thank you to Chief Bacon for what he does, and thanks for listening to the show. All right.
We love bacon, too.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to say we have two Chief Bacons
here. Yeah, that is correct.